Welcome to another edition of San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, your voice in the San Luis Valley. Without further ado, enjoy the program.
Come celebrate the 26th annual Fall Festival and Quilt Show on September 21st. This event will return to Otto Mears Park this year with a pancake breakfast at 7 a.m. put on by the Sawatch County Museum. The fun starts at 9 a.m. and continues until 4 p.m. Vendors from all over come to exhibit their wares, including the Sawatch Sagebrush Quilters. These ladies will be showing their efforts for the year and offering a chance to win a quilt door prize. Come make a bid on silent auction items offered as the only annual fundraiser for the Sawatch Chamber. Artists will be offering treasures for the eye, body, and soul. In conjunction with this year's event, you'll be able to view the winners of the 6th annual Sawatch County Photo Contest. Have a seat or get some exercise dancing to live music during the day. Come join the fun!
I'm Adam, and there's an event going on in Sawatch you don't want to miss. The Fall Festival and Quilt Show coming up Saturday, September 21st at Otto Mears Park. And here to tell us all about what's happening is Karita Ginn, Secretary for the Sawatch Chamber of Commerce. Hi, Karita.
Hello.
We appreciate you stopping by the SL Voices studio. Let's get a little history first. Where are you originally from?
I'm a Louisiana girl.
Are you?
Yes, I am. And I have to tell you, I love the food and I love the culture we have there, but the weather leaves a lot to be desired for me. I went through my first hurricane when I was 6 years old. It displaced us for 3 months.
Oh, my.
And so I have some passion or dislike for that type of weather. And the humidity is just, I can't stand it.
I lived a long time down in Tennessee, too. I understand that humidity. Good night.
Yes.
Well, how did you end up in the San Luis Valley?
That's an interesting story. And being from the South, I don't know how to tell a short story. So let's start with that.
You go right ahead.
Okay. I managed to come visit Colorado Springs in the early 70s. And literally fell in love with it the first minute I got here and saw the lack of humidity and the scenery and the people. It was just wonderful. And I managed over the next 10 years to visit very often. I had some distant relatives that lived in Colorado Springs. And the last time I was here was in 1982. And I don't know if anybody will remember this, but that's the year the blizzard hit Colorado Springs. And there was 3 feet of snow that fell starting Christmas Eve. I thought I had died and gone to heaven. I am out in the snow. I'm shoveling. I'm being told I don't have to do this. I said, you don't understand. I just love this. So I knew I had found my place. I just didn't know when I would get back here. As time went on, I did a little bit of traveling. I did wind up settling in Colorado Springs in the fall of 2000 and went out to the sand dunes in 2001. And that's where I really felt at home. I don't know how to explain it. It was just a feeling. It's like, you found it. This is it. Now the question was, how do I get there? So then I started some different plans, and I wound up moving to the San Luis Valley in 2002. I met someone and got married in 2003, and he wanted to move to Sawatch, and we got there in 2007. And almost the minute I got there, I was introduced to the Fall Festival. The lady who was the town clerk, Miss Caroline Irwin, she mentioned this festival was coming up in about a month. Would I be interested? And I went, I'll see what I can do. And that's when I was introduced to Miss Margaret Finnerty, who was then the vendor coordinator. And we became friends until she passed. And it was just, I was welcome and I was where I belonged.
That is quite a story. That's great. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, past history. What have you done along the way?
Oh, my. Chief cook and bottle washer for all kinds of things. I have done a variety of jobs. I wound up doing temp work for a variety of different entities because I liked the variety. I'm good at doing office work. I'm great at being organized. And I think this is why the Fall Festival kind of felt a niche, a need for me, because I love community. I love being involved. And this way I can do it, but once a year. So that's great. I do enjoy this type of stuff. I enjoy people. I think I'm a people person. I was told that's why I got the job I did at the Rio Grande National Forest, which is where I retired from. And just enjoy Sawatch because it reminds me of the little town in Louisiana that I grew up in. It's got those kind of people and that kind of a feeling. So being involved in community is what I like to do.
Well, I remember running into you at the Forest Service.
Yes.
You sold me permits.
I tried to do my job well.
You did. I thought you did great. Well, let's talk about the Fall Festival and Quilt Show coming up. First, how about a little history? Who started the Fall Festival and Quilt Show?
Well, I mentioned Ms. Margaret Finnerty. I have been told by reliable sources that she was the instigator that actually started this festival in the fall of 1994. It was originally called the Sawatch County Handmade Tour, because what it really was an arts festival where you got a map and you went to different locations within Sawatch County, like at different shops where artisans had their things on display. And they also had items on display in the community building and Otto Mears Park in conjunction with this same tour. It was, a 2-day event. I'm not sure if it was one or two, but pretty sure it was two. But as it grew over the years and there was more and more driving involved, there was less time to see what was out there at that event. So they kept the part inside the community building and Otto Mears Park. And I was told between 2003 and 2005, it morphed into a harvest festival where people would bring their harvest items to sell, as well as the artisans still meeting in the Otto Mears Park and the community building to sell their wares as well. And it's just continued like that. So originally it was an arts festival with a map. And that's kind of similar to what we just brought back a few years ago. The Chamber did something called the Arts Walk. It was an arts festival, and now it's an arts walk in downtown Sawatch. So that's commemorative of what they originally started back in 1994. So I feel like we've almost come full circle. So we have both again.
I understand the Sawatch Chamber has actually taken this over recently.
Well, a few years ago, after 2003 and 2005 era, somewhere in there, the Town Recreation Board is the one who actually took it on. And that's when it was a harvest festival and arts festival. 2011 was the last year that the Sawatch Recreation Board was responsible for this festival. In 2012, they asked the Sawatch Chamber of Commerce to partner with them to help to promote it and to get things running again. It had fallen on some lean times as far as people to help to get the festival going. And it does require quite a few people to get this together.
Sure.
And so when the Chamber took it on with them, we partnered with them starting in 2012. And in 2015, it became ours alone. The Chamber has tried to expand it a little bit and add some live music, some entertainment to make it more of a family fun day. And that's what we're continuing to do today.
Well, where are all the festivities taking place this year?
Same place, thank goodness, back where we were in Otto Mears Park and in the community building. And that is located at 525 7th Street in Otto Mears Park. If you're coming north on Highway 285, it's on the east side between Pitkin Avenue and Christie Avenue.
I was going to say, you can't miss it if you're on 285.
It's right there. It's right there.
That's a great place for it. Tell me about some of the vendors that are expected to be at this year's festival.
Yes, we're very fortunate. The Sawatch Museum, the Sawatch County Museum, is going to host a breakfast, as they've done in the past, starting at 7 a.m. under the pavilion. And that's what's going to kick us off, give us some good food first thing in the morning, some pancake and sausage with juice and coffee. And that's for a low rate of $5. So you can't beat that.
Oh, you can't.
No. And then the vendors should be setting up by 9 a.m., both in the building and in the park. And then at 10 o'clock, the music's going to start. And that'll run from 10 a.m. till 3:30. And we also have the Salida Circus coming and Adam State Samba Drumline coming to entertain us during the day.
Nice. That's a great lineup.
And as far as vendors, we do have some repeats that come all the time, and we're thankful for those people. We have, I call them my seasonal regulars. These are people that we can count on every year to come back and bring some wonderful things to the fall festival. One is Miss Nevelyn Master. She makes fantastic pies.
Ooh.
And yes,
ooh,
homemade pies.
Mm.
We have a lady who comes from Castle Rock that does knitting and that type of handwork and sewing. She comes, again, she's a regular. She comes every year. We have a crafter from Monta Vista that comes, Mr. Jones, and he'll take antlers and make them into lights and different types of artwork as well as functioning things, and he'll be there as well.
Now, if someone still wanted to be a vendor, is there still time?
Yes, there's still time. We try not to turn anybody away. What might be limited is if they have a special need for power or if they need to be inside and we run out of room in there, then they would have to be outside. And the way it works is you come by 8 o'clock and set up so that you're ready by 9. And the outside vendors get a 10 by 10, which is a pop-up, that size. We do have some spaces with power, but again, those will go quickly. Inside the building, they're limited as well. That's where our quilters set up. And I didn't mention them. They're one of our best vendors, and they also help us to promote the event. It's the Sawatch Sagebrush Quilters, and they partnered with us in 2015 to help the Chamber to put this on, and they work as our inside vendor coordinator. The Chamber booth that's outside is the outside vendor coordinator. So If you need help, they go to one of those two booths and then they can find me and get everything taken care of.
So really, someone could just show up, but you do have some forms and stuff available on the Swatch Chamber website too, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and we'll have those linked as well off of this podcast page, so you can find them there, and it'll take you right to the forms, and certainly if you're interested, sign up. You mentioned the quilt show, and that was really my next question. Tell me about that as being part of the fall festival.
Well, the Swatch Sagebrush Quilters are a phenomenal group of women that make some amazing items. And one of the things they do every year with the Fall Festival is they have a door prize for a quilt that they've created specifically for this event. They'll be selling tickets for that throughout the day. Then we'll have the drawing for that at the end of the day. There's just a wonderful group of women that are keeping that old tradition of quilting alive. And they just make beautiful, beautiful pieces of work.
How often do they meet?
I think it's once a month. It's on our calendar. If you take a look at our community calendar, that's on the Chamber website. It does have the different meeting times and dates, as well as events that are scheduled. And they're actually separated into meetings and events on the calendar.
You know, it's funny that I would ask you that. I've got an events calendar, too. And I bet it's on there. I just, off the top of my head, don't know. Karita, I understand there's also a silent auction going on?
Yes. The silent auction is the only annual fundraising event that the Chamber does host or sponsor. And what we do is we ask for people to donate either gift certificates from their business or gently used items that they don't have a use for anymore, but somebody else might, their new treasure. And they're set up on a table and the silent auction runs during the day. We may be changing that this year. We've had some discussion about the silent auction ending at the end of the day and people having to wait for that. So we're tossing around the idea of maybe having a buy it now option. So if you're willing to pay what it's worth up front, you can take it and go home now instead of waiting till 3:30 whenever we start announcing the winners.
I understand there's something that you've added in the last few years to the festival, a photo contest?
Yes, this is actually a Swatch County photo contest. Sarah Fernandez is the lady in charge of that. They have a deadline for entries. They start Thursday, September the 12th. You can present your entry. But again, this information is on our website about this. And the contact number for Sarah is 719-239-0366. And her name is Sarah, and I know she'd appreciate your call.
Can you tell me a little more about the photo contest itself?
The awards are going to be presented that morning, the morning of the Fall Festival. And then they will be on display at the Methodist Fellowship Hall right here in Swatch. And people can come by and see who won what prizes.
Once the event is over, folks should really plan to stay over in Swatch. There's a lot of unique things up there. What would you suggest people go do and explore?
Well, we have a neat little coffee shop called the Wapiti Coffee House, and we have Antiques Etc. and Magpie. All of these things are right there on 4th Street, which is our downtown in Swatch. There's also the Village Pub, which serves pizza and other things, and the Cozy Castle Cinema, and the Historic Ute Theater is going to have a performance that night.
Are they?
Yes.
Do you know what they're doing?
It's on their website. They're a Chamber member, so you can get there from us. All of these folks, as a matter of fact, are Chamber members, and we're very proud of what they're doing to help get Swatch revitalized.
Yeah, that is great. Anything else you'd like to mention, Karita?
Well, they can always grab a bite to eat at the Oasis. I'm not sure if 4th Street Diner will still be open. It'll depend on what time they go by there. And they could always stay over, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Make a weekend of it.
Well, that would be a lot of fun, too.
Yes. The Big Valley Motel is there.
There's some camping spots.
And then there's a camping spots around town. The Swatch Lodge is just outside of town. There's a very new place in town. If you go to Bed and Breakfasts, you'll find Grandma's House. There's also the Bunk House and the Orchard House. And those are available on B&B as far as I know.
To wrap up, let's cover the basics again. The Fall Festival and Quilt Show.
Breakfast will start at 7 a.m. under the pavilion in Automares Park, compliments of the Swatch County Museum. And at 9 a.m., our vendors will be setting up. Entertainment begins at 10 a.m., where we've got the Dusty Mountain Boys, then the Salida Circus, then Spurs and Latigo, Adam State Samba Drumline, Roadrunners, and then at 3:30, we start announcing winners for the silent auction and the door prize for the quilt. Also, take a visit over to the photo contest, which is over at the Methodist Fellowship Hall, and it's just a family fun day for all.
And of course, lots of great vendors, too.
Oh, of course. Don't forget those.
Come on up and visit the historic town of Swatch. Enjoy the Fall Festival and Quilt Show, and go on out to look around the town. Have yourself a good time. Karita, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having me. Have a good one.
The 26th Annual Fall Festival and Quilt Show is happening on Saturday, September 21st in Automares Park. Enjoy a pancake breakfast put on by the Swatch County Museum. Browse lots of vendor booths from all over the San Luis Valley while enjoying local music from various groups. few handmade quilts, lovingly made by the Sawatch Sagebrush Quilters. Make a bid on silent auction items to help the Sawatch Chamber of Commerce in their only annual fundraiser. Take in all the great pictures from the 6th Annual Sawatch County Photo Contest. Come up to the historic town of Sawatch on Saturday, September 21st, and join in all the fun.
We appreciate you telling your friends to listen to the podcast on slvoices.com and check out our extensive calendar of events, more listings in one location than any other website around. You can help spread the word, too, by joining our Facebook group, SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley, and liking our posts on other social media outlets. Also, check out our Instagram page for behind-the-scenes looks at what we do. And please, patronize our local sponsors. Remember to support the businesses here in the Valley. Most are owned and operated by your friends, family, and neighbors. We all love this area and want to see it flourish, and you can help by buying and supporting locally in your own and surrounding communities. Check back for another local podcast soon. Until then, this has been San Luis Valley Voices, a production of SL Voices, Your Voice in the San Luis Valley.